Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing a week focused in our prayer time on a time to plant and looking at some things that God would have us to plant. The reasons that we're able to plant, and how he calls us to that, and kind of considering what kind of harvest we're wanting. And that harvest is determined by, well, it's determined by the things we plant. And today we're going to talk specifically about a time to plant what you've been given. And sometimes that... the struggle. We understand God's desire that we sow seeds of righteousness. We talked about earlier this week. But we look at our own life and we're not so sure we have any seed to sow. And good news. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." As I consider the verse and the context around it on being able to help others, think of the blessing of knowing that it doesn't, the weight of responsibility isn't all mine. It isn't all yours. But that we have a God who supplies. And he supplies, he says, the seed to the sower. He supplies the bread for food. James says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Scripture asks the question, what do you have that you have not been given? And many times we hear that, or if we come across that scripture, we mentally make a list of all of the things that we think we've accomplished on our own. Sometimes that's the struggle in learning to plant generously, as we talked about yesterday, is we believe that whatever it is that we have, we've obtained through our own work, through our own effort. And we miss the truth of the fact that our ability to work is a gift from God. That it is true that what we have been given to us. Now sometimes we see and hear and fear that that idea would be taken to the extreme and create a sense of laziness. And Paul addressed that when verse that I heard from time to time at growing up, if a person doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And so it's all about finding balance in the whole counsel of God's word, rather than taking a statement, because any of those statements as a standalone command, as a standalone way of life, leaves us unbalanced. Because just as the Bible tells us that if we don't work, we shouldn't eat, the Bible also tells us to be generous with those who are poor, to give to those who have need. Jesus taught in Matthew about a division of people, really describing this day of judgment when some are welcomed into the kingdom and others are cast out. And he says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was sick and you cared for me. I was lonely and you visited me. I was in prison and you cared. Or he describes the same situations and says, and you did nothing. And so when we consider what we have, while there's an element of our effort in some of it, it's important that we realize that it's still a gift from God. And especially when it comes to the seed that we ought to be sowing, the seeds we've talked about this week that bring about a harvest of righteousness, a righteousness that can only come from God, a righteousness we'll never obtain from our own works, from our own effort, from us. And that's the important harvest. The harvest of being made right with God. A harvest that is only possible through the blood of Jesus. Through the cleansing of our sin. And so we go about planting what we've been given. And we do that in ways that are often unique, even though there would be similarities. But it's why God has created us as individuals. He talks about the body being formed and brought into maturity under the head, which is Christ. And we do that when each member does its part, when each person accomplishes what they've been called to do, what they've been created to do. He says we have many members, but we have different functions. And it's why I can come online and share these devotions and prayer times, because my body has a variety of parts. If I was simply a hand, this would not be what it is. If I was only a foot. And he talks about us as the body of Christ, working together to accomplish a maturity. And when we look at what it is that we're sowing, it's important that we look at what God has given us. We talked a little bit about this yesterday when we talked about sowing generously. And the one that supplies seed to the sower has supplied his Spirit, which produces fruit within us. And the result of God's Spirit is something that he's given us. It's seed that we ought to be sowing. So when we talked yesterday about sowing goodness and kindness and love and peace and unity generously, perhaps you were listening to that and you were thinking, well, I don't have any of that. I'm barely getting by. I struggle with impatience. I struggle with anger. I struggle with discontentment. I struggle with, and the list goes on and on. And God says, but all of this is seed that I'm willing to supply. those elements of God's Spirit living within us. The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, those things that He has supplied through His Spirit. Those things that we plant in our own life, that we plant in the lives of others that do bear a harvest of righteousness. You see, it's a matter of cleaning house, so to speak. Examining what it is that we're storing up. The Bible says that it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. Are we sowing seeds out of a storehouse of righteousness, out of storehouse of God's Spirit, or are we sowing seeds out of a storehouse of us? Out of a storehouse of selfishness. You see, God's desire is that we would plant what we've been given. That we would use the tools that we've been given to do that planting. For some, it's writing. For some, it's speaking. For some, it's giving. For some, it's serving. For some, it's you fill in the blank. And for most of us, it's a combination of all of that that's based on the opportunities that God gives us, but also based on the way He's formed us. And one of the things that I've discovered is that the more we sow what He's been given, the more that we seem to have. It's like that little jar of oil that the widow had in the Old Testament that never ran dry. There was always a little more. And when we learn to sow what we've been given, we discover that God's storehouse never runs empty. If your area of the country is anything like mine, it's fairly common to go to the store nowadays and not necessarily find what you're looking for. Supplies are short, if some things at least. And I think we almost become afraid that if we sow what God's given us, then what will we have left? But that's the matter of faith. That's true with planting a garden. It's true with planting seeds in the ground. You put them in the ground, you can't really use them for anything else. Especially in the era where the seed that you were planting is also the seed that you could have used for food. But you plant it in faith, believing there will be a harvest that increases that seed and multiplies it. And the same is true when we learn to plant what we've been given. We invest ourselves in others in faith, trusting that God will multiply and continue to provide seed that never runs out as we plant what we've been given. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to Yourself in such a way that You give. Father, help us to recognize how you supply the seed in our own life that has produced righteousness through Christ. Help us to realize how you desire for us to continually plant what we've been given. May we accurately evaluate ourselves. May we evaluate the things that go on in around us and through us and in us, that we would know, that we would know how to represent Jesus well, that we would know how to use what we've been given, that the things that, well, the things that belong aren't really ours, but they're given to us by you to share with others, to use for the good works that you created for us to do. And God, today, may our life be different because we're mindful of the need to sow what we've been given, to plant in faith that you will produce a harvest of righteousness. Not just a harvest of righteousness in us, but that you would produce a harvest of righteousness through us as we share about Jesus, as we plant the things that he calls us to. Oh, Father, today, may our life shine brightly. May we take a good inventory. And may we look at those good and perfect gifts, and may we spend time with you learning how to plant those seeds into the lives of others. May we trust you to continue to provide. God, today, may we gaze intently into your word, that perfect law which gives freedom, and may it change us, transform us into willing servants. Who have an increasing desire to see you change this world by changing us. Father, may we make the most of every opportunity today to plant these seeds of peace, these seeds of joy, these seeds of contentment, these seeds that you've provided to us. And as they produce a great harvest, may we realize and recognize and even proclaim that this harvest comes through Jesus. Father, today, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.